it to switch the narrative, to show that it's never too late to shift your mindset, heal your heart, and live the life that you truly desire. Sis, you are magic. You just haven't discovered it yet. But in order to get to the gold, you have to do a little bit of digging, getting through all the hard stuff to allow your true self to shine. Because yes, you are beautiful. But how is your soul really feeling? Are you fine on the inside?
Hey y'all, welcome to episode 4 of Fine on the Inside. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm so happy that y'all really be tuning in to the pod. I've been getting a lot of feedback and I'm just so grateful for it all. You guys could be anywhere, but y'all really tuned in and I really appreciate that. I started this podcast to switch the narrative, to show people that it's never too late to shift your mindset, heal your heart, go from that negative space, that toxicity, and change, look at life in a better way, to heal yourself, to fix your mental health, to really live a life that you desire. Like, it's never too late. You can be at any age and you can decide that you want better for yourself. You want to feel better. A lot of us are masking so much. A lot of us are pretending. A lot of us look good as hell. When we get home at night, when we, you know, take off all that, we be feeling like shit. When we take off that smile after being at work all day, or when we take off, you know, that makeup, when we take off those designer clothes, when we get in our bed, we be sad. So it's like, are you fine on the inside? Like, make sure when you look nice, you feel nice too. Make sure you feel good inside. The only way you're going to do that is by working on yourself, working on your mental health, working on your mindset, working on healing your heart and unlearning the things that may not serve you anymore. It's okay to learn new things and it's okay to be better. A lot of us have been programmed and conditioned to believe or be a certain type of way, but it's never too late to change. You can be any type of person whenever you decide to. So it's important to understand that when you're ready, you are able to change your life. You're able to live the life that you desire. You gotta at least want to do the work to get there and actively try to take the steps to do better. And that's all you can do, take them one step at a time. That's why I'm here to like just show people, like, people go through real life shit. I've been through real life shit and so have all of y'all. And so, you know, you're never alone. It's okay, like, the thing that you're going through, somebody been through that shit before. And you don't have to feel embarrassed about it. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. You don't have to feel ashamed. You don't have to feel guilty. You know, we're all learning. We're all, you know, experiencing life. We're learning as we go. No matter if you're 30, 40, however, you've never been this age before. So you're still learning. You know what I mean? We all go through different things at different times. So it's just important for us to give ourselves grace and just take it one step at a time. And you can't do better until you're ready. Nobody can tell you, nobody can force you, but something's going to click. When you're ready to do it, you're going to do it. And so I just hope that, you know, this podcast can give somebody some perspective on, you know, just feeling better and wanting to actively change and feel better and, you know, just shift your mindset, heal those things that are hurting you, heal those things that you didn't deal with. So yeah, I'm just really grateful for everybody that has tuned into the podcast. But today I just wanted to talk about like expectations and how we literally break our own hearts when we expect shit from people. Like, how many times have you been in a relationship or a situation or a work environment or a family and you expected something from someone and they literally just let you down and you just looked at them with like disappointment and like hurt and you feel like unworthy because you're like, damn, I expected more from you. I expected you to do this because you're this person. I expected you to carry it this way. We break our own hearts expecting people to treat us a certain way, to do certain things for us, to hold ourselves up to a certain standard, when a lot of times they never even asked for you to do that. They never even said if they could do that. So we break our own hearts expecting people to be able to do that. Like, people were raised differently than us. You know what I mean? Like, we're going into these relationships, we're going into these friendships, not knowing how, like, people were raised. Some people were raised off love, some people were raised off survival. And so people had different shit going on in their lives coming up. And so the way you might carry it, somebody else might carry it a completely different way. And so you're expecting them to carry it how you would. You want them, you know, to make the right move for you. But who says that that is the right move for them? You know what I mean? We have to remember that we are all human. And we all are living different lives. Like, we're the main character of our life. And so just because you look at something a certain way, that don't mean that that person is looking at it the same way. They might not even be able to comprehend on the level that you are comprehending it. They might not be able to even look at it the way that you are looking at it. And so when we are expecting these things from people, we really hurt ourselves, because it's like, you know, you expected them to carry it the way you would, and they can't. Some people literally can't. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, I'm just reading off some notes, because I had a lot of things on my mind today, and I just really wanted to make sure I touch on these things. But, like, a lot of people are on different frequencies, you know what I mean? Like, some people are not as healed as other people. Some people are not as conscious. Some people don't have a sense of self-awareness. They don't really know themselves. They're on a whole different frequency. Some people's vibrations are low as fuck. And then you up here, and then you wonder why they can't meet you up here. They haven't even did the work. They haven't even met themselves in that way yet. They don't even know how to get up there yet. So it's like you're holding them to this standard, but they're not even up there. So, you know, that's another thing. And it's like, sometimes people also just need to do what's best for them. What's best for you in your life is not always best for the other person. Like, you might be at a certain point in your life. You might be, you know, ready for marriage. You might be ready to, you know, settle down, have more kids, whatever it is. And then somebody who's not ready for that, you might be expecting them to make certain moves and be ready for what you're ready for. And then when they're not, you're like, damn, well, I thought we were on the same page. But it's like, they never told you that. Or if they did, they never showed you the actions to show you, like, okay, they're ready for that. And so sometimes it's important for us to just look at people as humans and not just attach them to a title. As soon as we give them a title, that's when it's like, okay, well, you are this person. You are my boyfriend. So I expect you to want to get married, and I expect you to be home at this time, and I expect you to do this, this, and that. When they have their own careers, they have their own families, they have their own lives, they have their own goals. So you guys may be on two different pages. You know, they're just because y'all are in a relationship don't mean that they are ready for all the things that you are ready for. And so it's important for us to take a step back and detach from the title that we are giving people, and detach from the expectations. Because, like, that's when you hurt yourself. You put so much on people. It's like, I expect you to be this way. And it's like, well, girl, I ain't never tell you that I was that person. I ain't never tell you that I could do that. And, you know, that's when we get all in our feelings and stuff, because it's like, damn, like, I really expected different from you. But we just got to remember, like, people are humans. And just because they have a title, that doesn't mean that they can always meet us where we expect them to be. And even with our parents, as we grow up, it is our parents' responsibility to take care of us. And it is their responsibility to do what's best for us. But a lot of us grew up in situations that were unhealthy for us. And we had parents who were navigating from their place of toxicity, from their place of negativity, from their place of abandonment. We had parents who were abandoned. We had parents who didn't know real love. We had parents who were never taken care of the right way. And so when they didn't take care of us, or when they didn't do, you know, what is expected as a parent, you know, a lot of us hold on to this anger. We hold on to guilt. We hold on to a lack of self-worth because we feel like, damn, like, my parent didn't love me, or my parent didn't come through for me like I needed them to. And so we navigate through life with these broken hearts because we're like, damn, like, that is my mom or that is my dad. I expected them to do better for me. And yes, parents are supposed to take care of you, but when you are able to detach the title mom and dad and just understand that they are human and that they are learning just like us, like, once you have kids and once you get to a certain age, you start to just understand that, like, they are human just as us. And so even sometimes your parents might not even be in the same frequency as you are, because maybe they never had a chance to obtain that knowledge. Maybe they never got a chance to heal. Maybe they never got a chance to shift their mindset. A lot of people, especially people that are older than us, they are still operating in the way they always lived because that's how they, what they always known. We have a lot of knowledge and we have a lot of access to a lot more information. We have an abundance of information and we are a lot more open-minded than the generations before us. But we just have to realize that some of them are still moving from a place of negativity, lack of self-worth. They're still learning. I honestly believe that some of them don't even realize the amount of turmoil that they put on you. You know what I mean? Like, your parents thought that they were doing the best they could. And you're like, damn, like, why you ain't ever do this for me? Why you ain't ever do that? Why you ain't ever come through for me? Why this, this, and that? When they did all they could. Maybe their mental was so far gone that they didn't even realize that they were lacking. You know what I mean? And it's like, once you're able to understand that, you're able to open yourself up to give grace. You know what I mean? You're able to open yourself up to understanding, because it's like, all right, I understand that you may have not known at the time, and maybe you still might not know. And maybe now that I know, and maybe now that I have the knowledge, maybe I can tell you and I can teach you, because sometimes we may have to teach our parents. A lot of them, like I said, didn't have the knowledge or still don't have the knowledge, or they feel like, oh, it's too late for me. I've always been like this. I have to continue to be like this. So sometimes we do have to take the initiative to just show them, like, it don't always have to be that way, and that they can do better just as you. But it gives us a chance to open up to give them grace. And it helps us heal, because it's like, all right, you know that because they did whatever, because they weren't around, because they neglected you, because they weren't in their right mindset, you're able to know that it wasn't personal. It's not like they were just like, oh, she's not worthy, I'm not going to love her. No, it was, oh, they weren't in their right state of mind, or they were just so consumed with not feeling love themselves that they never knew what to give to you. You're able to give yourself grace, and you're able to give them grace. And so that starts to heal you, because you're like, wow, okay, well, you ain't know no better. You're able to look at it more of a place of love and just give more understanding. And that opens yourself to more healing, and that opens them to heal as well. And so that's why grace is important. And just detaching titles, like, same thing with friends. We expect our friends to want to do everything we do, or we expect him to always be there for us, not know that some friends are struggling mentally, like, oh, why weren't you there for me? Well, you never know who was behind closed doors struggling themselves. They couldn't be there for you because they were literally barely holding on. And a lot of times people hold up exterior. So you might not know, it might seem like, oh, you're out all the time, you're partying, you're doing this, but you can't come through for me, or you didn't check on me. Well, it's like, well, I was out all the time because I was literally dealing with my own bullshit, and I was trying to mask the fact that I was fucked up. You never know what people are going through in their minds. So we can't always just expect. That's how we're gonna break our own hearts, you know what I mean? But at the same time, even though we shouldn't expect so much from people, we shouldn't really expect anything, period, it is still our right to not deal with certain things, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you don't have to expect that from somebody, but if somebody isn't aligning with you, if you know you want this and they want that, if it's not matching up, you don't have to just stay there just because somebody is not on the same frequency as you, or just because, you know, they're not at your level of healing or self-worth, or you know, they haven't gotten to the point that you've gotten to. That doesn't mean that you have to wait around for them, and it doesn't mean that you have to tolerate any bullshit. It doesn't mean that you have to tolerate any mistreatment. Or if you know you want something out of life and they want something different, it's okay to part ways. And same thing with family. If the dynamic is toxic, if there's just always stuff going on, yeah, a lot of times our parents dealt with shit and we should give them grace, and you know, we can't expect things. But if it's putting you in a negative space, if it's not healthy for you, it's okay for you to remove yourself from that situation. And, you know, so it's like, don't expect so much. Detach from the title. But just know that you still have every right to feel how you feel. You know what I mean? Like, you have the right to be treated fairly. You have the right to be treated the way you want to be treated. So get around people who are able to do that. You know what I mean? Who are able to meet you where you are. Because there are people out there who can. You have to find your tribe and just figure out, you know, who's for you. Because a lot of people that we grew up with, a lot, our family, our friends, we expect them to be some type of way. But the truth is, some of them are never going to be what we hope that they will be. And some of them will continue to let us down. And some of them will continue to hurt us, even if they don't intentionally mean to do it. So it's like, okay, you don't expect anything from them, but you're like, okay, I understand that you can only meet me at a certain level, and I can't go down to your level. So in order for me to be healthy within myself, in order for my mental health to be okay, in order for me to be okay, I have to remove myself. I have to cut you off, or, you know, I have to just move on. And it doesn't have to be no beef. It doesn't have to be no ill will. But you are fully allowed to stand in your power, and you should. Because, yes, a lot of people may not be where we are. And no, we should not expect them to be able to be where we are. If it's not good for us mentally, if it's not good for us physically, whatever, we do not have to stay. And so it's just important to just find that balance and just understand, like, you don't have to break your heart. You don't have to break your heart expecting people to do certain things. You don't have to break your heart expecting people to come through for you. You don't have to break your heart, because it's like, the more expectation you put on yourself, you're hoping, you're wishing, you're waiting for them to do that, when some of them never will. And so it's really up to you to decide if you want to wait, you want to give them grace, you want to You want to show them, you want to teach them yourselves, put them under your wing. Even sometimes your parents, sometimes you got to do that because honestly, some of them didn't get that love. Some of them didn't get that nurturing. Some of them don't know how to heal. So sometimes you got to be the one to break those generational curses, switch the narrative. Just remember, some people are not open and some people are not willing to change. If they're not, and if it's detrimental to you, it is fully okay for you to leave, fully okay for you to remove yourself. But really, we just gotta stop breaking our own hearts expecting so much from people. Nobody really owes us anything. Nobody has to do anything for us. Like, people are really just navigating, trying to do their own thing. They're trying to reach their goals. They don't really get what you're trying to do, you know what I mean? We're expecting so much support, so much love, and some people don't even have it to give to themselves. So as we're navigating in the world, just remember grace, just remember gratitude and communication. And once you give those out, you know, if things aren't looking the way that you would hope for, if things are hurting you rather than helping you, don't be afraid to remove yourself. At all times, you should put yourself first and make the decisions that are best for you. Even if it makes you look like the villain, sometimes you just gotta make that decision for you, what's best for you. Because you cannot pour into anyone until you pour into yourself. And if your mental ain't right, you can't help nobody. You know what I mean? So it's just really important not to break your own heart trying to expect things from people. But yeah, y'all. I love you guys. I thank you guys again for tuning in. And I just hope that you guys remember to navigate with love. And everything you do, navigate with love and navigate with gratitude. And life is gonna start getting a whole lot better. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. And if you guys haven't already, make sure you guys get your Fine on the Inside journals, okay, y'all? These journals are fire. We got 50 journal prompts on the back, helping you guide yourself with your shadow work. You know, asking yourself the hard questions and just getting in tune, or you could just free write. Journaling is important. I make sure I do it every day, every morning. It just helps ground me. And yeah, so you guys grab your journals and make sure you guys subscribe. Make sure you guys share this with your friends. Thank you guys again for tuning in. I love you guys so much. And I hope you guys have a great day. Love you guys.